Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateri. How can I help you?
Yes, I just found two charges on my credit card from you guys, and I don't know what it's for.
Okay. What's your zip code?
68025.
What's your first and last name for me?
Victoria Mayberry.
Thank you for that. Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
My address?
Yes, ma'am.
2123 Teakwood Drive, Fremont, Nebraska.
Okay. So when I view your account, it shows that you entered a contest to win a tablet. You paid, Okay. So you entered a contest to win a tablet, and it also enrolls you into a membership that comes with it. This is what keeps you in the contest so that you can win the tablet. And So this is for a shopping membership fee. You'll be charged for the shopping membership fee for to keep entering the contest over and over if you don't win the tablet.
I don't want to be in that.
Okay, well, what I can do is go ahead and cancel your account today.
Okay, it was for $7.95 and $54.95.
I have a $54.95, yes, ma'am. The $7 was for the that was for their shipping and handling if you do win the product.
Oh. Shipping in it. I didn't receive anything.
Yeah, that's if you win the product.
Oh, well, I want to be credited these back.
Well, I do have a 35% refund that we can offer you.
No, I want a 100% refund. I didn't receive anything.
The highest is a 50%. You did receive a $100 gift card in your email.
Well, I don't remember receiving that. Costco, I thought I'd give you guys a chance to figure that out. This isn't anything I received where I want.
Well, you didn't receive the tablet because you're entering a contest. So you haven't won yet. So that's why you haven't received it.
But you enter a contest?
Yes. But in the terms and the condition, it does tell you that you will be enrolling the shopping membership fee as well. If you do not cancel within 48 hours, you will get billed $54.95. But you will get a $100 gift certificate to be shopped on their online web store. But you will have to go into your email of maybe 2123@msn.
I think that would have gone to spam or something.
Yeah, but it's in that email.
You can't reverse that whole charge.
No, ma'am, because due to being a valid charge, but I can help you out.
Was
with
that
a 50% refund?
It was 628.
The 54 with the 54.95, I can offer you a 50% refund.
Yeah, I'm going to call my credit card company and get that all refunded because
unfortunately, upon a dispute of a charge, we do this every day. They must do an investigation. Well, we do provide the terms and the conditions that was provided to you that this was a valid charge that was made. The only thing your credit card company is going to do is call us to verify if you made these charges, which is the first charge of
$7. Put it in dispute.
Well, we already
I'll
have
put
the
it
charge.
Is this charged for July 2?
This is for July the 30th.
Well, see, this was for June, so I got charged again July the 30th.
Yes, this is for July the 30th.
I would have never signed up for something with a chance to win.
This is a subscription. You have to call into council. If you don't, you will be billed.
Please cancel it ASAP, and I will put it in discrepancy on my credit card.
Well, I just want to let you know that if you do a dispute, the bank will call us and we will not be able to issue anything back. So I can help you out with that 50%, or you can still go ahead and do your process. But we will not be able to help you.
I'm going to call and yeah, you cancel that because I don't want that.
Yeah, I did cancel, but I'm just letting you know that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.